You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. You can download the podcast. You can listen on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. No Key, no J today. That's all right. We have one man doing the work of two, or two men doing the work of three. Harry Douglas. What's going on,
what's
HD?
Good, man. It feels like I haven't been on this show in so long.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I don't
Got
know.
Busy.
I've been busy, man.
Yeah, anyone who wants to, like any former athlete who wants to know about how do you get a career in media, Harry Douglas, it's the blueprint, man. This dude grinds. Harry, you can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, the big news, Harry, over the last 24 hours
big news
is that Aaron Judge played the Yankees like a fiddle. Really, I can't even say that. He did his job. Yankees played themselves. Judge winds up with 9 years, $360 million. By the way, a friend of mine sent someone's tweet, and I apologize, forgot who it was. I read so much stuff. He's a Phillies fan, and Bryce Harper is a little bit younger by like several weeks than Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. And he has the same amount of time left on his deal at $222 million. Or may even be more time left on the deal. Maybe like 11 years instead of 9 at $222. And by the way, Bryce Harper is a left-handed hitter whose bat would have played at Yankee Stadium and who hits in the playoffs, right? Like, so it, I love the fact that the Yankees have Judge. I don't want to make it people feel bad about it. But it's one thing, Harry, when from the beginning you go, nah, you should wait and see. And then that, but it was very obvious, as I said last offseason, that the Yankees were badly undervaluing Judge according to the marketplace, even a year correct out from free agency, that they had to be at least $250 million. And I still believe $250 may have gotten it done, let alone three, but somewhere in that range. And they are paying a stupid tax now, which we all do in life. We all make decisions. We go, oh, my God, that was stupid. Now it's going to cost me this. Why didn't I just, you know, why? The example I use is you're in the parking garage. You got the ticket in your pocket. You're only going to have to pay $3, whatever it is, because you have the thing stamped. And instead, you forget you pay $25. But you paid a $22 stupid tax. Yankees are paying a minimum of an $80 million stupid tax right now.
I'm going to use another one really quick, though, Max.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you want to go somewhere and the parking isn't the best situation.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, you know what? I'm just going to park here on this curb because I don't want to pay those $20 over there in that lot.
Ticket.
Next thing you know, you get a ticket or you get towed.
Yeah.
Now you got to play, or you get booted. Now you got to pay $200 plus for being stupid.
Yeah.
And making not the right decisions.
That's a better example because it's a stupid tax born of cheapness.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So you're cheap and stupid.
And we're all guilty of it, though.
Yeah, of course. We're it's human guilty, nature.
But not as much as the Yankees right now.
It's unreal. They try to play them cheap. And think of how they misjudge the marketplace. 212 and a half, 213 and a half. Come on, man. He finally gets to free agency. The Yankees opening offer at free agency. $300 million and we will adjust to the marketplace. It took one day, $360. What the marketplace said, you're underestimating his value by $60 million a year. Even when they thought that. Anyway, but he is signed up to the Yankees. He is a magnificent five-tool player. And the truth is, even though Mike Trout has earned the title of best player in baseball, and he's earned it over so many years, you can't really take it away from him. But at this moment in time, Judge is actually the best player. If you just took a snapshot of this season, and Harry, it's not like he's never done anything like it before as a rookie. First year in the league, 52 home runs.
Correct.
1,000 plus OPS. Great player, second in voting in MVP. It's not like this was something that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I got to say this too. I got to give Aaron Judge credit as well, because the simple fact that he didn't let the situation between the contract being leaked by the organization, by Cashman, derail his decision on signing back with the Yankees.
Right.
What he did was put, you know, Steinbrenner and Cashman in a fetal position.
Yeah.
In a fetal position like this, man.
It's more over.
You guys are going to do what I tell you to do. What I ask for, that's what I'm getting.
It's more like the puppy that just rolls over and gives you the belly, right?
Yes.
Like, he just rub my belly.
And my pastor told me this one time, never let your emotions get in the way of business.
Right.
He didn't let his emotions of the situation get in the way of business and affect his business. And now he made the Yankees pay. So I commend him on it and his agent.
There's a bigger issue here. Before I'm going to play you something Eduardo Perez said at ESPN, Major League Baseball analyst, of course, in a second. There's a bigger issue here for the Yankees, the reason they couldn't let him go. Hal Steinbrenner is in real danger. He's in the process of spoiling the Yankees brand permanently.
Yep.
In the sense that they are an excellent powerhouse big market team. No question. They have been this entire century so far. We're well into the third decade of this century. But they're not the brand that's different than all others in baseball this century so far. Again, not new 2 or 3 years. Kids born, you know, 18-year-olds going off to college. They were born after the turn of the century. We're well into the third decade. So the Yankees brand has always been the greatest franchise by so much it's ridiculous in the history of American team sports. They dominated baseball unlike any franchise has dominated any sport. Forget the Patriots, Lakers, everybody. You can add it
Trust
all up.
Trust me, I know.
Right, yeah, right. You're a Braves fan, right? But it's been going on since they got Babe Ruth in 1920.
Yep.
Pre-integration, through integration, post-integration.
From the Red Sox.
Take any 25-year period in baseball history. Yankees are stomping everybody out, right? That's about not to be the case. The Red Sox have won 4 World Series. Their arch rival, same division. Yankees have won 1 in this century. So they always had Babe Ruth. They got Babe Ruth. They brought him in. They brought Mickey Mantle up from the farm system. These are the larger-than-life. Paul Bunyan hit the home run, far more of them and farther than anyone. When free agency, at the dawn of free agency, they grab Reggie Jackson. That was the guy. They let Reggie walk because they thought he was done.
Yep.
Not because they wanted to keep him. They have never had that dude walk out the door for another team. It's never happened. They could not let it happen, because that, combined with the lack of World Series wins compared to the Red Sox, ruins the brand.
He wouldn't have been able to walk around New York.
Where do the Yankees need to improve their roster, Eduardo Perez?
One of the biggest things that they have to do is they have to continue to try to fill out that bullpen. Make sure it's lengthy. They understood one thing last year, that the Houston Astros were the best team in baseball, and they will continue to stay at the top with their pitching and with their swing and miss potential. And the Yankees, they have to figure out their swing and miss as well. They had a lot of injuries. What's going to happen to DJ LeMahieu? Is he going to be able to come back from his foot injuries? What are they going to do at shortstop? I mean, their payroll right now is estimated to be over $250 million next season. So they're going to have to play with it. They're going to have to be flexible in order to and develop those players from within.
I hear what Eduardo Perez is saying. One problem I don't have with the Yankees is their bullpen. What they've done, they're good but not great at drafting and developing, and a lot of their top-end arms that they draft wind up in the bullpen. So they came up with Clay Holmes and Michael King and all these, you know, Chad Green, and they got Peralta, and they got Lucky, whatever. I always mispronounce his name. Anyway, the point is they righties, lefties, lots of guys coming up who wind up in the bullpen. A few more of them I wish would be starters and the Yankees would be better off. But I hear what he's saying. They just were very unlucky with a lot of bullpen injuries.
There's
the
something
Yankees.
Something else, though.
What's that?
The farm system. They have to be better in developing players.
Yeah.
And I think of two teams, right? I think of the Braves and how they've done things and the way they've signed guys for years and years to come. And also, I look at the Houston Astros, one of their nemesis, right? The Yankees.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who dominated them in greatly fashion this season and actually won the World Series. I just look at, like, Carlos Correa. He leaves the Astros. Guess who fills in?
Just like that.
Pena.
I mean, the Yankees came up with Judge. The Astros like have that. Five guys like that. Not exactly like that, but they bring up five guys who are all-star plus level as soon as you blink. The Yankees have a good but not great. They have a very good but not great, not the best front office. They have a solid but not incredible farm system. They have good but not incredible scouts compared to the teams you mentioned. That is unacceptable if you're the Yankees and you have $750 million a year coming from Yes Network. There's no excuse. If you have to put a zero on the end of other team scouts' contracts, a zero on the end, to get the best ones, there's no excuse not to have the best ones. All right. I got to tell you guys something. We have been giving away $10,000 a day, and that's now over, Harry. It was supposed to be. $10,000 every single day on KJM.
Sounds good to me.
KJM 10K a day giveaway. So we gave away $200,000 over 20 shows. $2,500 at a time. And we tell you, hey, you got to text the winning word to 777-000, and you're entered for your chance to win. It really was that simple. A ton of people. So 200 grand times four is 80 different people won $2,500. That's, I'm wrong about that. But anyway, I'll figure out the math in a second. We picked some winners, but of the 80 people we texted, not everyone claimed their prize.
What?
There's some unclaimed prizes. And with the holidays coming up, we thought it was crazy not to give the money away. So their loss is your gain. We got more money to give away.
Let's do it.
We're going to give you all the details on Monday's show. Make sure you tune in to hear more. With Von Miller out for the season, Harry, how much added pressure is there now on Josh Allen in the offense?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Breaking news, Bills star pass rusher Von Miller will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL.
They went to get Von because these big games are about player.
There's that leadership intangible. There are a lot of guys in that Bills locker room that have no idea how to win a championship.
Don't feel sorry for me, because I am good.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today. So, Harry, you just heard it. The Bills. Yeah, Harry's feeling it.
Politics as usual.
Bills linebacker Von Miller. And just to say Bills linebacker, we were talking about this on This Just In, Harry and I, yesterday. It's a terrific show, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Handsome host. Bills, you know, like, you could argue Alden Smith or you could take another guy. But when I think of my all-time team, mm-hmm. and I know like Ray Lewis got the middle linebacker spot, and obviously LT got one of the outside spots and the prime one. He's coming off the right side. The other linebacker, like the defensive ends, everyone's always got the same guys. Now it's Aaron Donald and probably throw Mejo Green and if you're doing a 4-3 and on the edge of, and Bruce Smith and call it a day. Right. And then some people should mention J.J. Watt. He had an incredible run. And, you know, but that third linebacker's up for debate. To me, it's Von Miller. He's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He had a huge effect on both Super Bowl wins, right, with two different teams. Yep. And I really thought this could have had a good chance. I mean, I didn't think they were going to win it, but they were one of the teams that had a chance to win. And if they did, he'd have a huge play in it, right? Like, part of it.
And that's what you brought him there for.
You brought him there for it. He signed in the offseason 6 years, 120. He leads the team in pressures at 38. Remember when it was like, yeah, the Rams are getting a guy back there who's like a little past it, but he's still kind of good. No. He went on to sign $6 and $120. He's double the next closest player on the team, Greg Rousseau, who has 17. We're talking about pressures, quarterback pressures. And he leads the team in sacks. Here is Von Miller giving an update on his status.
Bills Mafia, what's good? I'm good, man. I'll be right back, man. Mentally, I couldn't be in a better spot, man. And I think that is the majority of it, man. Don't feel sorry for me. I don't say I hate it for you, none of that stuff. Because I am good. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity to show my teammates how tough I am, you know, how hard I work, and, you know, how important that this means to me, man. So I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, man. All love and respect. Don't blink, baby.
He ain't going to be back this year, though. Can the Buffalo defense be elite this season without Von Miller?
Well, I'll say this first about the defense. And the first 7 games of the season, they were only allowing 14 points per game. I looked at the last 5, they're allowing 22.2 points per game. So that's an issue. When I look at a guy like Von Miller, you can't, you know, substitute what he means to a team because he's going to demand double teams a lot of the time. So now that leaves other guys on the defensive line one-on-one. That's how you create one-on-ones. With him gone, I honestly think that Gregory Rousseau, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, who I played with in Tennessee, we call him Big Shug. I'm gonna get on Big Shug and tell him he got to step up now. It's time to be Shug. All those guys, Shaq Lawson, they're going to have to step up that much more. But we also got to remember, it's not the end of the world. This was the number one defense in football in 2021. Now, granted, you get to a game in the playoffs when you're playing Patrick Mahomes and you need that closer, that's where a guy like Von Miller comes into effect and comes to play. They don't have that anymore. And you still got to remember, Joe Burrow's surging right now. Patrick Mahomes is going to always be Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson is going to be back. So you look at those three guys and you ask yourself as a defense, can we still overcome Von Miller not being with us if those guys have the ball at the end of the game? Can we trust our defense to get a stop?
You beat the Dolphins. Don't forget, the Bills aren't exactly tearing it up in the AFC East this year. Yeah. You know? You can beat the Patriots. You haven't beaten the Jets or the Dolphins, right?
Like, but my moral of the story, though, is saying is that this team is not going to go in shambles because they didn't have Von Miller last year, and they were the number one defense in football. Guys are just going to have to step up that much more. Milano, Edmonds at the linebacker position, who I think Milano is playing fantastic football, but he's going to have to step up that much more. They just got Tre'Davious White back. Right in that secondary. He's going to be able to get more games under his belt, get his legs up under him. Let's see how effective he can be. But more guys around that defense is going to have to step up more.
The thing about Von Miller is because he commands double teams, I really look at that Rams defense last year, and it was like almost unfair. You have Aaron Donald. On a team with Aaron Donald, that's the dude you got to try to stop. They doubled him. It didn't matter. He ended the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl on consecutive plays in the Super Bowl, stopping the run and pass. Like, and then when you put Von Miller on that with a guy like that already on the team, it's like a cheat code on defense.
Yep.
You see what happens when you took Von Miller off the defense for the Rams. Not the same. But on this team, maybe it's even more because he has to be the Aaron Donald, different position, but he has to be the guy who does it. And so it's more of a tipping point. Here is Josh Allen on Von's absence.
Obviously sucks losing him, guy of his caliber, you know, what he came here to do. Obviously we wish he's out there, you know, with us, and we're praying for him. We're keeping him in our hearts. but the only way is forward. And, you know, guys got to step up, and collectively we got to come together and, you know, try to, like I said, come together and diminish his absence as much as possible. Yeah, it's the NFL. It's hard to win in this league. There's going to be adversity every step of the way, and you know, luckily we've got the guys that we do in this locker room. You know, I thought our front office did a good job of bringing in the guys that we've brought in, you know, for situations like this.
How much added pressure, Harry Douglas, is there now on Josh Allen and the offense without Von Miller on defense?
Well, it's a lot more, but that's what makes me nervous, Max, because we already know when Josh Allen tries to do too much, that's when the turnovers come, right? A lot of teams are going to know to play them zone coverage, and that's where he gets in trouble. That's not the man coverage that teams play, but I don't want him to say, you know what, I got to do that much more, because we've seen from two quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, when they have to put that Superman cape on, that's when things start to, you know, being disarray.
The design run guys
exactly.
who also have cannon laser arms, right? They have to do everything.
And you don't want that.
And we're going to get into Lamar Jackson a little later, too. In this contract year, the Aaron Judge stuff, the whole thing.
Ooh.
And he kind of did the same thing. I thought he'd have 60 touchdowns. I'll tell you why I think the Ravens are still a sleeper
Uh-oh.
In the NFL to win the Super Bowl, Harry.
Uh-oh.
And you know what, Harry? The question is, where is Josh Allen? And Lamar Jackson, are they in? You'd assume so, right? Who's in, who's out of my top 10 NFL quarterbacks list? That's coming up, Harry. Yes, you played nine years, right? How many
Ten.
Years? 10 years in the league. Oh, you got to that 10. Nice for the pension and everything. But yes, you did. But I have simulated seasons on Madden. So we're going to do my top 10 quarterbacks list.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, here it is. Ready for this, Harry?
Let's go.
My real rankings, top 10 NFL quarterbacks this year.
Buckle your seatbelt.
This year. This is top 10 this year, Harry.
We going for a ride?
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. This is not just...
You're supposed to say yes, man.
Yes, we're going for a ride.
Okay.
Yeah. This is not just my favorite quarterbacks, right?
Because
you know my top four.
Yes, I do.
In order.
Your kids.
It's
your sons.
My top four favorites... Patrick Mahomes, 1, Joe Burrow, 2, Justin Herbert, 3, Lamar Jackson, 4. Like that. Those are my four guys.
Lamar Jackson, your stepson.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's adopted, I guess. All right. Now we're going to get to the list of top 10 quarterbacks this season. Hit it.
Number 10.
Tom Brady. Brady's been in and out because he has not had a good year. Mainly, I think that's because of the offensive line. But nevertheless, I have to go by what I see. But here he is in prime time against the division rival that gives him fits since he's been in Tampa. Down 2 scores. He leads them on not He threw three touchdown passes. They took one back, and he threw it again and wins with seconds left. I mean,
damn, man, ended my career. My last game was against Tom Brady.
Oh, that was that was the game.
Yep. When I was in Tennessee, we went to Foxborough. We beat Kansas City in the first round, and the next round we lost to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's done that to a lot of guys, Harry. Number nine. Aaron Rodgers, he has not always looked good, but the crazy thing is, when last seen, right, like when Jordan Love comes in, he's looked like Aaron Rodgers again. And he has such a long history of being, other than Mahomes, the best I've ever seen, that all I needed to see was that. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is still in there. Good, we're good, right?
Number eight.
Justin Herbert. He has had a sneaky season. Like, he has not been, it's not been what we thought, but considering Slater goes down, all the injuries to the receivers, he's held it down and they have a winning record in spite of all that. And he's played not out of his mind, but you see it's Justin Herbert. Best deep ball consistently I think I've ever seen.
Number seven.
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has not played a full season, obviously, but Harry, this team's offense completely took off when he got in. It changed. And he is playing really good, smart football. He's obviously talented. He's got an arm. He can run. His talent is not pitched as high as some guys, but it's pitched high enough. And it's looked right since he's been back.
Even though you wanted Cooper Rush to be the guy, but that's...
No, I said until he lost.
No,
Max,
I'm not going there with you.
I said Cooper Rush until he lost.
Just finish your list, Max. Just finish your list.
Okay.
Number six.
Geno Smith. Geno Smith, I tried to explain this to Harry yesterday on this, Justin. He's had quite a year, Harry. No. Harry convinced me yesterday on air that I needed to take Dak out of my quarterback tiers because I only have six guys in there and put in Geno Smith. And you're right. Geno Smith deserves it for the year he's had.
He's been phenomenal.
Number five.
Tua. I'm not going to list. First of all, he didn't play that bad in the loss. Like, he was not one of his. But everyone's allowed to have a stinker or two in a season. He has been great this year. I'm not going to take him off or drop him too far just because of one bad game that wasn't that bad.
Number four.
Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen, he's right up at one point he was number one because he beat Mahomes head-to-head and made plays that Mahomes didn't make down the stretch. But he's had a couple, like Lamar, he's had some bad decisions in games that have resulted in losses. But then against the Patriots, yep, that's Josh Allen again. We're good.
Number three.
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, I mean, this dude right here, doesn't matter what's happening. You could take, because I bet you anything, his pulse never changes. Doesn't matter, good or bad. This dude is so, I love me some Joe Burrow. If there was no such thing as Patrick Mahomes, he'd be my favorite player in the game.
Wouldn't fault you there.
Yeah.
Number two.
But I can't put him over Jalen Hurts for the year Jalen Hurts has had. Jalen Hurts is another dude. Jalen Hurts might show up on my favorites list, too, pretty soon. You know, coach's son, you could see it. Authentic. He's not giving you what he thinks you want to hear. He's telling it to you straight. He believes that stuff. He's not changing himself. People follow him. They love him. And he has played great. He is watching Keyshawn Johnson watch Jalen Hurts throw passes, because he gets a look on his face when he calls it a handoff down the field, right? When it just drops into the receiver's hand. He's like, oh, and I can't tell you how often we're sitting there and I see Key do that when he's watching Jalen Hurts.
Number one.
Patrick Mahomes, man. If the question is football, the answer is Patrick Mahomes. Like, you, of course, every year he's not going to win the Super Bowl, but let me just say something. Tom Brady had the most team success out the gate of any player who ever lived, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino, a few others, probably had the most individual success out the gate of any player who ever lived. Mahomes has had team success like Tom Brady, and he's better than anyone who ever lived to start his career. There has never been a beginning to an NFL career like Patrick Mahomes. At this moment, he's the greatest player through four seasons as a starter who ever lived, and it's not close. There's no one who has done both things that he's done. Living in the AFC Championship game every year, already two Super Bowls, one Super Bowl championship, pretty much the best player in the game every year, the second best, or third. It's like Mike Trout in baseball if you added championships. So there it is, 10 through 1. Brady, Rodgers, Herbert, yep. Prescott, Geno, Tua, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and at number one, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I'm going to start with number one. You look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's been phenomenal, like you mentioned, since he's started playing and started starting for the Kansas City Chiefs because he sat out his first year. At any time, you know, artist Drake puts you in a song, That means you got to be that guy. Patty Mahomes numbers, but I'm short a couple hundred. Patrick Mahomes is that guy. Jalen Hurts at number two. I love this young man's progression from last year to this year. If there's one quarterback that has been Mr. Consistent this year, I think he's been more consistent than Patrick Mahomes. Because Jalen Hurts has not played not one bad football game the entire season. Patrick Mahomes, I would say the game against Indy, where I seen him miss a couple throws and things that just didn't go their way. The same team.
Didn't get it done against Josh Allen at the end of the game.
Exactly. And then the same team, the Indianapolis Colts, where the Eagles offense was struggling. Jalen Hurts said, you know what? I'm going to put this team on my back. I'm going to put this Mack truck on my back and carry us to a victory. And that's exactly what he did. Now, number three, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is walking around with, you know what, the size of grapefruits. If there's one person in the National Football League who doesn't care who's on that opposite sideline, Max, it's Joe Cool Burrow.
Joe Thorough.
The young man is so amazing at the quarterback position. And that third down at the end of the game just recently versus the Kansas City Chiefs, where he has pressure coming in his face, but he still delivers that football, I believe it was, to T. Higgins for a first down. Self-explanatory.
Dad was a linebacker. Wait, his dad played defense, didn't he?
I don't know.
I believe so. By the way, but you could see that. Know. He's like a quarterback.
I don't care about his father.
But he's like a quarterback.
I don't give a damn about
like
his father.
But he's like a quarterback whose
Joe
dad.
Joe Burrow's Joe Burrow.
But the way Jalen Hurts is, that's a coach's son, right? Yeah. Joe Burrow's like, yeah, I could see his dad played defense. He's a quarterback, but he's got something, man, that's different.
But then just his intangibles, man, and the belief that his teammates have in him when he's walking through the locker room, when he's out there on the football field, if they're down. I go to the game last year in the playoff game, and I was there on the field watching this man get sacked 9 times, but it didn't matter. Didn't matter.
9 times.
Didn't matter at all because they had Joe Burrow. He still kept his composure. He was poised. Now, let's get to the rest of the list. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen. I like Josh Allen at 4 because the simple fact that Josh Allen is a player that could easily be one if he understands certain things about the game of football.
And if there was no such thing as Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly. But I'm saying, Josh Allen, I think this little span, I think their last 5 games, he's had some turnovers. Man coverage, he's been phenomenal. Zone coverage, that's where you see a lot of those turnovers come up. And he tries to be Superman just about every time he's on the football field. And you don't have to do that as much.
Right.
Once he finally compartmentalize and understands that, hey, I don't have to be Superman every play, I think he's going to move up more on the list.
The journey of how you get there, I think, affects that because, like Jalen Hurts, as you said, it's a very good point you make. He's consistently excellent. He gives you what you need because he didn't get their top draft pick. Not that Josh Allen was a top draft pick, but he was a second round pick. He lost his job in college to Tua. He gets to the pros. He flashes. He can't really see the middle of the field. So step by step, they build around him. He got here step by step. And once they got him, A.J. Brown put him over the top. Josh Allen came into the league, even though very raw, with Superman talent, right?
Yep.
So the journey there maybe affects that.
And I go one more before we, because I want to take some callers, Max. I want to hear from the people. But Tua Tagovailoa, yes, he didn't have the greatest game against the San Francisco 49ers, but there's not going to be too many people who does because that defense is the number one defense in the National Football League. He had some missed throws or whatnot. He's allowed to have one game. That's his first game where he started and finished, and, you know, they didn't win. So,
yeah, by the way, Justin Fields just missed the cut for me.
Yep.
I try to figure out a way to stick him in there. I couldn't really put him in there yet. Lamar Jackson would have been in, except that he's not playing right now. And we don't know when he's actually going to come back and what it's going to look like, right? And those are the two that I had to think about. And you wanted me to put in Kirk Cousins because, I don't know, you were drinking or something like that. He's not obviously. I like Kirk Cousins, actually. He's growing on me, but come on, let's get
serious. Man only has 2 losses right now.
Rashid in Florida. You're on with Mac, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and Harry Douglas is in for Key and Jay.
Good morning, Max and Harry. How's it going? You got it mixed up, man. I think it hurts with the way he's leading his team, and they only have 1 loss, should be number one, followed by Burrow, then Mahomes, then Josh Allen and Tua, because Burrow has beat Mahomes all 3 times, so you can't give Mahomes the edge over Burrow.
I hear that about Burrow. I mean, Burrow also hasn't beaten the Cleveland Browns yet, right? And I'm not putting whoever's playing quarterback in his career. There's some bad matchups for guys. But I agree about the Burrow thing over Mahomes is a big thing. Big thing. But I'm still, look, Jalen Hurts, Harry, I agree that we shouldn't hold a good team against a player. But in comparing Hurts to Mahomes, Mahomes has to do much more for the Chiefs than Hurts has to do for the Eagles. The Eagles, front to back, have the best roster in the NFL, both sides of the ball. You could argue they have the best roster on offense and the best roster on defense, not just combined. You could argue it. All three levels of the defense, the offensive line, they got everything. So Hurts, you're right, but you make a very good point. He can steer the ship. That's important. Mahomes got to do everything.
Ask me who's my MVP right now.
Who's your MVP?
Jalen Hurts. You see, no hesitation, though.
Yeah, mine is Patrick Mahomes, also no hesitation.
I can still understand on your list why Patrick Mahomes is number one, but for the 2022 season, I think Jalen Hurts is the MVP.
By the way,
I just love the way the young man leads, man.
I hear you. And by the way, I go sometimes to QBR, not because this is the answer, but because it your top quarterbacks are going to line up pretty much with QBR. Not exactly, but pretty much. So they have two a second in QBR. I have him fifth, okay? Josh Allen is third. I have him fourth. Jalen Hurts is fourth. I have him second. Mahomes is first, but he's like almost 10 points ahead of Hurts.
Yeah.
In other words, when you isolate their performance and you try to really just see how good they are, there's a gap there between Mahomes and all the things he does on a play-by-play basis and Hurts. Now, maybe you're right. Maybe if Hurts had to do more at this point in his career, maybe he could. Maybe he's developed that way. But I'm seeing Mahomes do it every week.
I love the way Jalen Hurts takes care of the football. He only has three interceptions right now, and one of those I remember vividly wasn't even his fault. AJ Brown should have called the dog on football. Should have let the DB take it away from him.
Wait, that was just recently.
Washington.
Yeah,
on the post route.
Right.
When he had it right here in his bread basket.
Was that the game he was sick? Was that the game AJ Brown was sick? He didn't look right one game, and then afterwards he had a bloodshot eye.
He didn't have a good game that game.
Yeah, that was the game because he had the flu all season. By the way, AJ's this type of dude. You watch him, you go, man, he doesn't look right.
But I don't care about all that. You out there on that football field, you better perform.
I hear you, but he doesn't talk about it.
I practice
nothing
with the damn flu. Like I
and how'd you do?
Did very well.
As well as AJ Brown?
No.
Me neither. I was that close. Frank in Vegas, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today.
Hey, just want to say thanks for the show. Listen to it every morning. I just got to let you know, Max, I think you're letting Keyshawn get in your ear a little bit about Tua. I mean, I get Josh Allen's the man, but he turns the ball over too much, and I don't think Tua gets enough credit for what he's doing this year.
No, I like Tua a lot. By the way, I've been saying for years now, I was saying it on this, Justin, I was saying it on this show, Tua was called, hey, could he be a left-handed Drew Brees coming out of college? And I started to look at the comparisons, like kind of early on. Let me track this thing. And there were a lot of similarities. So I had never ruled out the idea that he might be an excellent quarterback. I'm just saying, if Josh Allen is there and Tua is there and we're choosing guys to play football, everyone is taking Josh Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's nothing against Tua. Just Josh Allen is a cyborg sent from the future to destroy Patrick Mahomes.
Make it simple, Max. The eye test.
Dude, he's 6'5". He's fast. He's strong. He's athletic. He has one of the biggest arms ever.
He's the main running back on the Buffalo Bills.
He's the running back. He's the quarterback. You know what he is? You know who Josh Allen is? He's Cam Newton 2.0. If everything would have gone just right for Cam Newton, he'd be Josh Allen. Like, that's a lot. Because Cam Newton, people forget, after the year he went to the Super Bowl, they took a poll of NFL players, voted number one by his peers, ahead of Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, everybody who were in their primes. Cam Newton was the man. And I'm saying Josh Allen is that plus.
Now, I do give Tua a lot of credit because I think he did silence and shut down a lot of critics coming into the season. Now he has weapons around him. And that's the main thing, man. When you have these young quarterbacks, you got to be able to put certain pieces around them so they can thrive and they can showcase their talents. He's number one in passer rating. He's number two in QBR. I think he's top five in completion percentage. And we do see what Tua can be when he does have the weapon. So I do give a lot of credit to Tua in this season.
Main thing for me, Harry, is can you run the offense? Can you do what the coach needs you to do to be successful? And I think the number one thing in quote, you correct me if I'm wrong, for a quarterback is make the read quickly.
That's right.
The number two thing is deliver the ball accurately. And then you start to look for the other stuff. And Tua, it doesn't mean that stuff outweighs everything else. Because other guys, Tua might do that, better than Josh Allen, but not so much better that it outweighs Josh Allen's size, athletic ability, the strength of his arm, and all that stuff.
But the best quarterbacks can decipher coverages when defenses think they're disguising it.
But it ain't disguising anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a good case of that. I think that Dan Orlovsky broke down him at RC when it came to Joe Burrow in that game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Wayne in Philadelphia. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key. And Jay.
First of all, guys, I want to say good morning. Thank you. I watch you guys every morning while I'm at work. Max, good fan. But Max, I only got two problems with your list, Max.
Good.
Aaron Rodgers should not be running ninth. He didn't have no help this year. Literally, the opening play of the year, receiver dropped a wide open touchdown. I think he should rank a little bit higher, maybe 6 or 7, personally. That's just me. And the other problem is...
The echo is so bad. Hold on, Wayne. Wayne, the echo is so bad. I'm having a... I think I agree with you about Rodgers. You're saying Rodgers should not be on the list?
No, he should be higher.
Oh, higher? See, I could see... I hear what you're saying, but I know he doesn't have a lot of help. He also has not played very well for a lot of this year by his standards. But go ahead.
True that. And the other problem is Tua is a top three quarterback this year. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he is 7-1 in games he started and finished, if I'm not mistaken. His first loss against San Francisco.
You know,
that man has been putting up MVP numbers all season, and I think we should give him respect. It's time to put to it in the literal MVP conversation with Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think he is in the conversation. I think he's been in there for some time, and I don't even hold the games that he missed that much against him because I think it's inspirational. I don't know if it's smart or not, but it's inspirational that he came back and he's playing this way. But I'll say this. Wayne identifies something right about my list, talking about my top 10 quarterback lists for this season. I'm kind of splitting the difference here. It really is not about who I think the best quarterbacks in football are, because I will tell you, you know, if I had to choose any quarterback, it'd be Mahomes. Then it'd be Burrow. Then it'd be Herbert. Then it'd be Lamar. Then it'd be Josh Allen. It's really more how they're playing this year, but I can't pretend that I'm not factoring in stuff I know about these guys. So he's right. Probably Tua should be third, but I know things about all these players that I can't just ignore. And like Josh Allen's so much bigger, more athletic, and
I can't ignore, Max.
Yeah.
I can't ignore the simple fact that two guys that we have on there, Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, those guys can beat you
anyway,
utilize their legs.
Any which way.
I can't ignore that fact that when I go to the game with Josh Allen last year against the Falcons up in Buffalo where he had a terrible game passing the football because I think he threw 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
But he beat the Falcons with his legs.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying? So I can't ignore that factor when it comes to those quarterbacks.
Hey, no Frankensteins left in the league except Mac Jones. And Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's, you know, from a bygone era and the best who ever did it, right? So otherwise, ain't no more Frankensteins in the league. Even if you can't run, you got to be able to move.
You got
to be fluid. You got to be mobile. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Christian in South Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay.
Hey, good morning, Max. This one is just a couple issues, man. If we're going based off where the season's at right now with this list, I would have to go Hurts, Burrow, Mahomes. Also, Geno Smith and Rodgers, man. Where's Derek Carr?
Hold up. Derek Carr. I mean, I like Derek Carr.
What?
But
listen,
Geno Smith.
I'm not going to poo-poo Derek Carr because that's my guy.
I like Derek Carr, but he doesn't like, you know where you could argue Derek Carr? You could say, hey, the season that Aaron Rodgers has had or Tom Brady has had, are you sure that I would take them over Derek Carr this year? But like, those are the guys to target. Not who did he target just now? Over Carr? I mean, he said Carr over someone.
He said Geno Smith?
Yeah, Geno's had a much better... Geno has played better than Derek Carr this year.
Geno deserves to be on this list.
Yep.
100%.
By the way, y'all acting like Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking it up now.
I'm just saying.
Jalen Hurts
is my MVP, man. Max is my MVP.
You know how many touchdowns to interceptions Mahomes has right now? Are you aware?
Yeah, Max, I'm looking at it.
30 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. We got games to play, too.
But Jalen Hurts has 20 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
They have the Chiefs have 3 losses on the season. They don't have a very good defense as usual. He has to cut the Eagles had the best defense. The Chiefs defense not that good, right? he lost his best wide receiver.
Well,
he's
sticking with his damn son.
Best wide receiver.
One of his kids.
Every other quarterback in the league, when their best wideout leaves, They're not nearly as good.
See, now you didn't
tell me. Don't tell me about Travis Kelce.
Has been Patrick Mahomes' number one. What are you talking about?
He's not a wide receiver. It's a different position.
He did not lose his number one guy, Max.
I'm being slick.
Tyreek Hill wasn't his number one. Travis Kelce has been his
number
one.
Kelce keeps the chains moving. Tyreek Hill. How has Tyreek Hill been for Tua Tagovailoa?
Well, he's the number one in Miami. He wasn't the number one in Kansas City.
Well, how did Aaron Rodgers look when Devontae Adams left?
Horrible. Okay. We're going to get into that, too. Can't
every
wait.
Time. How does Jalen Hurts look since he got A.J. Brown?
Phenomenal.
How did he look before A.J. Brown? The same? The
Stop.
Only dude you can point to who... How does Tom Brady look when his receivers are out? How does Justin Herbert look when Keenan Allen is out?
Patrick
but
Mahomes...
The only dude immune to that, because he's better than all these dudes, is Patrick Mahomes.
Because he still has his number one target in Travis Kelce as well.
Keep weighing in on my top 10 quarterback list. Plus, can Tyler Huntley keep the Ravens afloat in Lamar Jackson's absence? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.